This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, are you a social media scroller? And how long do you spend looking at your feed? And I want to ask you to have a think about this. How do you feel after you've spent some time looking at social media? Now, I actively tried to remove myself from social media completely. I've still got my personal accounts, but I haven't posted anything for I reckon it must be a year at least, apart from our radio one. In fact, I rarely even log on to my personal one anymore. And you know what? I actually feel a little bit better as a result. So, well, why does social media make us feel a little bit down, and what can we do about it? Divna Haslam is a clinical psychologist and senior research fellow at Queensland University of Technology. Divna, welcome to Drive.
Thank you for having me.
Now, can we start with asking, is it common to feel a little down when we're scrolling on social media?
Yes, absolutely. Often what happens is we start to kind of look at what other people are doing, and it makes us feel a little bit worse about ourselves. So it's fairly common to feel a bit depressed, sometimes a bit worried about where your life is. And sometimes people can feel a little bit isolated when they get the perception that everybody else is out there having fun and they're kind of alone on the couch scrolling through their phone.
So let's say we already have a little bit of low self-esteem, are we likely to be a bit more susceptible to the impact of social media?
Yeah, so what happens when we're on social media is we make kind of comparisons with other people, and we can make kind of two sides, upward comparisons where we think someone's doing better than us, and downward comparisons. And of course, what we see on social media is people make upward comparisons. They look at everyone else and they're posting great things, which makes them feel a bit worse about themselves. Now, if we already have low self-esteem, that effect is kind of enhanced. So we know that people that have issues with self-esteem are both more likely to make kind of upward comparisons and compare themselves unfavorably to others. But also that those people with low self-esteem are also more likely to experience negative mood as a result of those comparisons. So it's kind of like a double whammy.
So let's say we're scrolling and we see that, you know, someone's having a bad day, is that considered a downward comparison where we think, oh, you know what, actually I'm not having a bad day, so I don't feel so bad?
Exactly. When we see someone and we compare ourselves on whatever it is, let's say they're having a really bad day, we just happen to have a really good day, we feel a little bit better. It boosts our self-esteem, and so we're kind of making that downward comparison, which makes us feel better. But we're less likely to see those on social media because people are less likely to share the kind of real, genuine moments, and more likely to share the happy, great times.
We're chatting with Divna Haslam, clinical psychologist and senior research fellow at Queensland University of Technology, about why social media can make us feel bad and what we can do about it. So let's say, Divna, that we are scrolling, we're feeling a bit bad, and we think, you know what, I don't want to get off social media completely because I still want to stay connected. What are some ways that we can make ourselves feel better and not fall into that trap of upward comparing?
Well, I mean, there's lots of things. I think the first thing you said there, which is about we recognise how we're feeling, is a really important one. So recognising how it's making us feel makes a big difference. And then if you say, I want to stay connected, because let's face it, social media does keep us connected with other people. It has lots of benefits. We think, how often do we want to use it? It might be something like limiting the time that we're using it. So, for example, research shows that if we spend less than 30 minutes a day, it's more likely that, well, it's less likely to have a negative impact on our health and well-being.
So that's less than 30 minutes a day?
Less than 30 minutes a day. So it can have a beneficial effect. You're doing very well if you've been off it for a year already.
So that's our first clue. Limit it to 30 minutes a day. What else?
Yeah, limit it. Turn off notifications, I think, so you can actually just enjoy the time that you're spending with other people or focus on life in the real world as well. Think about what you're actually using it for. So it might be that you're mindless scrolling. Like, a lot of people will sit on their phone, they're just mindless scrolling. It's not really purposeful and it doesn't really benefit us in any way. So we might think about being strategic in what we're using it for and why. So I might use it to connect to other people, but I'm going to limit that to earlier on in the day, or I'm not going to do it at home with my family or with my partner. Or even things like kind of moving social apps to that last page of your phone, making them just that little bit more difficult to get to. So it's not just a mindless thing, it's really much more intentional.
So you have to go and search for the app. I really love the idea of switching off the notifications, though, because I've noticed that now that I'm not doing the mindless scrolling, I've got all this extra time to do things.
Exactly. And I mean, phones these days are really good at telling us how long we're spending on them and what kinds of apps we're using. And they can be staggering. Like, you can spend a lot of time on these phones that you can otherwise spend much more effectively doing other things.
Dave, now what about influencers? Now, not all of us have the means to obtain, I suppose, you know, the luxury that they're parading on social media. Should we unfollow them?
Yeah, it kind of depends. I've certainly seen some beautiful houses and beautiful holidays on influencers on social media, and it does kind of make you feel sometimes a little bit inadequate.
Yeah.
I guess the thing is, if it's beneficial, so if it's something like a parenting influencer that gives you really great tips, then maybe we don't need to unfollow it. If it's just kind of a pure luxury thing, really what we need to do is remember that stage. So influencers are paid masses of money. It's a marketing tool, really. And so if we can look at them and think of that, maybe we don't need to unfollow. But if you find yourself falling into that comparison trap, that's the time to maybe unfollow them and use social media to connect with real people that you know. There is data that suggests that the more strangers you follow on social media, like influencers and things like that, the more likely you are to have depressed mood as a result of it.
Ah.
So there is a clear link there.
So keep it to just the people you know.
Yeah, keep it to genuine relationships or for a purpose. So if you're renovating your house, it might be worthwhile following some renovation influencers or something like that. But, you know, if you're watching the luxury brands and Kim Kardashian and Beyonce and you're feeling, you know, it's not my life, that's probably the people to unfollow at any given time, depending on how it's making you feel.
Dave, now before we let you go, where can we seek help if social media is getting us a little bit down and we can't seem to stop scrolling?
Yeah, so I mean, I would try some practical things first, like we've talked about, but if that's not enough, then talk to your GP about how you're feeling. You can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Kids Helpline on 1-800-55-1800.
Divna, great to chat with you. Thank you so much for joining us on Drive.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's Divna Haslam, clinical psychologist and senior research fellow at Queensland University of Technology.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.